So now for something completely different. This is a Grimm's fairy tale. However, it is my version. So here we go. There was once a prince. Now this prince, he had many, many fine things. But the thing he valued the most was a golden ring that he had on his finger that he got from his father, the king. Well, one day the prince was out walking in the royal garden, and as he walked, the ring went up and twirled, twip, 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 and went splash into the pond. Oh no, the prince ran over and looked, but the pond was dark and the pond was deep, and the ring was gone forever. Well, the prince began to cry and cry and cry, and as he did, a frog put his head above the water and said, "Why are you crying, my handsome prince? Why are you crying, my darling?" Well, the prince explained that he had lost this ring that was so important to him. "Ah," said the frog, "I can help you with that. But you must make me a promise. You must promise that you will love me always, that you will feed me from your golden plate, you will let me sleep upon your royal pillow, and that we will be companions forever." Well, the prince didn't really like frogs. They were wet and slimy and cold and green. But he made the promise anyway because he wanted to get his ring back. So the frog dove down deep, deep, deep into the pond. He got the ring. He brought it up, gave it to the prince. The prince put it on his finger, and he ran home without even saying thank you. Well, the frog yelled after him, "Don't forget about your promise." Well, that night, as the king, the queen, and the prince were sitting down for dinner, they heard a tap, 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 tap on the door. And then they heard a voice cry out, "My handsome prince, open the door, my handsome prince, open the door, my darling. Remember the promise you made at the pond. You said you would love me always." And the prince was like, "Oh no, I know who that is." And his mother, the queen, asked him, "What is this all about?" And he explained to her about the frog and losing the ring and that he had made this promise. She shook her head. "Promises are to be made, and they are to be kept and not broken. You go and open that door." So the prince went over, and he opened the door, and splash, 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 in came the frog. And the frog saw that table of all that lovely food, and he said, "Oh, lift me to the table, my handsome prince. Feed me from your plate, my darling." The prince reached out and picked up that wet, slimy frog and put him on the table. And then he took a tiny spoon and he fed the frog from his golden plate. And then when the frog was full and he was just full and tired, he said, "Well, my prince, it's time for bed, my handsome prince. I'm very tired, my darling." So the prince picked up the frog and he walked up the stairs to the bedchamber and laid the frog on the royal pillow, then got a pillow for himself and slept as far away from that slimy wet frog as he could. But when he woke in the morning, the frog was already leaving. And when the frog left the castle, the prince was like, "Thank goodness that's over." But he was wrong. That night at dinner, tap, 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 tap on the door. And when he opened it, the frog came in. Splash, splash, splash. He lifted the frog to the table. He was keeping his promise, like the queen said. And he fed the frog from his golden plate. And when the frog was tired, he took him up and put him on the royal pillow. And the frog went to sleep. And so did the prince. Well, when he woke up in the morning, the frog was already leaving. "Goodbye," said the prince.
"Goodbye,"
said the frog. And the frog was gone. Well, thank goodness that's over. But he was wrong. That night, tap, tap, tap on the door. And the prince opens the door, and everything happens as it had before. Except that when the prince takes the frog up and places him on the royal pillow, he feels a soft, tender spot in his heart for that frog. Maybe green isn't so bad after all, and, well, that poor frog, he lives by himself alone in a cold pond. So he sang the frog a lullaby until the frog went to sleep. Then, in the morning, when he woke up, the frog was already gone. "Oh," said the prince, "that frog wasn't so bad after all. Green's not even so bad. Oh, where is my frog, my handsome frog? Where is my frog, my darling?"
"I am here," said a voice.
But it wasn't the frog's voice, it was a human voice. And the prince turned and looked, and there
next to the bed was a prince just like himself. But this prince was dressed all in green. The prince knew at that moment that that prince used to be the frog. He was the frog prince. And the frog prince explained to the prince that, well, a wicked wizard had put a spell on him and made him into a frog. And that spell could only be broken when a human truly loved him. Well, the prince knew that he truly loved him. And so the two of them were companions for many, many years until the law changed and they could get married. And then that's what they did. And they, like in all good fairy tales, lived happily ever after.